This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wolves scored 43 first quarter points and never looked back. They raced to a 147-111 win over Utah last night at the Target Center. Head coach Chris Finch.
We needed to come out with a good start. You know, offense was pretty easy in this game. Just a matter of time until we start guarding. And they're a high turnover team, so as long as you kind of put them under enough pressure, you can create those, and then we were able to cash him in.
Ayo Dosunmu led the way with 23 points. Former Gopher stars Kelly Panik, Grace Zumwinkel, and Taylor Heisey all scored goals when the two-time champion Minnesota Frost moved into a tie for first place in the PWHL. They had a 5-0 win over Ottawa last night in St. Paul. The Wild are in St. Paul tonight, hosting Chicago, hoping for a two-game sweep in that home-and-home set. There's a change at the top of Gopher men's hockey. Head coach Bob Motzko and the school mutually agreed to part ways yesterday. Motzko led the Gophers to the 2023 National Championship game where Minnesota lost in overtime. Gopher head football coach P.J. Fleck says defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee has a big chance to get drafted. He took part in the annual pro day on campus yesterday.
I think he was 6'4.5", I mean, 320 pounds, and you watch him move. I mean, he's moving really well. I think he was really, really productive, especially this past year when you're looking either 3-4 or 4-3. I mean, he's so active. He's got to continue to get better and play lower and do all the things that someone's going to keep coaching him to do, but people love the development of him.
The NFL draft is in Pittsburgh in late April. Gopher women's basketball plays a game in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018 when they host Green Bay tomorrow. Standout guard Mara Bronov-Wyzetta says having her team be part of selection Sunday was a dream come true.
I was always at home watching with my parents and, you know, making fun of all the teams doing silly dances and things like that. And finally, we were the team that were up there and that people were watching across the country. So that was just a really fun experience.
Tip time tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the Barn. This is MNN Sports.